with DJ Will Money every Thursday at 5 p.m. Eastern. Get into it's the hottest jam. Beat Answers Live airs every Thursday at 5 p.m. Eastern right here.
Believe it.
On K100 Radio. Get live with DJ Will Money. You heard?
Artist, are you struggling with getting people to listen to your music?
Do you need a bigger fan base?
Real Rap Promo is here to help you. Log on to www.realrappromo.com today to see how they can help you with all your promo and marketing needs.
Real Rap Promo.
P.S. Use the promotional code RADIO at checkout to get 20% off on all services.
Hey, what's up? This your boy Chris Brown.
K100 Radio.
Brand new.
Music first.
Oh, yeah. You know what it is. K100 Radio, what up? Yeah. What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? What's poppin'? You know what it is over here at K100 Radio. This is another one of our direct line interviews. You know what it is. What we're doing right now on K100 Radio, which is where we highlight independent artists, producers, DJs, whoever. It's a load of people that we talk to. We talk to all different kinds of people over here at K100 Radio for our direct live interviews. You see the number on the screen now. You should be able to see it now because we got this little fancy setup. 347-934-0966. You know what I'm talking about? 347-934-0966. That's the number that you actually can call into the show right now and holler at us. And so, without further ado, all right, I want to welcome to K1's Radio for the first time, City. We got City on the phone line. City, what's good, babe?
What's going on with y'all?
I'm chilling. Welcome to K1's Radio. Nice to talk to you. Get you on the line for this direct line interview. What's cracking?
Definitely, man. Just living it up in rehab, man.
You know, I actually read the bio that was sent to me, you know, on you, and I was like, wow, really? You know, she's really just still on the grind. You know, I read about it. I'll let you tell us about why you're on rehab, and we'll get into all that. But go ahead and introduce yourself to our listening audience and our viewing audience. Everybody checking us out live on Facebook Live. You guys, let me know on Facebook Live if we're coming through loud and clear. You know what I'm saying? We should be. Everything should be gravy over there. But go ahead and introduce yourself to the people listening and watching on Facebook Live.
Well, I'm City. I'm from Newark, New Jersey. They call that Brick City, so that's where I really got my name from. A lot of people call me Pineapple City as well. My debut album just dropped August 5th this year, and it's been doing crazy. So I'm just happy for the opportunity and just happy I can give people a chance to get to know me and hear my music.
That's what's up, for sure. And female MC, you know what I'm saying? But I got a chance. Sometimes I do something I don't get a chance to review the music that we playing for some of the direct line interviews that we do. But I actually got a chance to review the music. Female MC, but yo, got some bars.
Yeah, man.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, got some bars on deck for everybody to check out. You know what I'm talking about? You know, Jersey is always like, and I'm just telling you how it seems like to people down south. We in Atlanta.
Right.
I'm not from here. But it always seems like people from Jersey representing New Jersey. Like, it's always like New York's little brother or some shit like type. You know what I'm saying? It's like, even
Definitely.
Though we know one of the dopest MCs, one of my favorite MCs, Rep Brick City, which was Redman. It's one of my all-time top 10 MCs. You know what I'm saying? Actually, you know, Rep Brick City and all that. But it's like, it's always like, yeah, Jersey, but New York, though. It's like, but Jersey has some of the dopest MCs, and they never really get too much shine. You know what I'm saying? You got a couple of them that popped up here and there, like, you know what I'm saying, Funk Dr. Spock and stuff. But I think Jersey just never really gets its just dues. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
They're having bars in Jersey. Go ahead.
Yeah, we definitely got some people rising up right now and really about to take over. I definitely want to say that it's a whole bunch of artists out in Jersey right now that's really, really doing their thing, and we're really, really about to take over. It's kind of like we bubbling on a low, you know what I mean? So we're going to come from under that little brother, little sister role very, very soon, and I feel like I'm going to be definitely a big part in that. You know, Fetty Wap really did it for us these past couple of years, you know, just really showing what Jersey can do. But man, we got a lot. We got Dougie F, we got Robbie Max, we got a whole bunch of people out here that's really about that grind and really have lyricism and content along with that catchy stuff as well. So I feel like we bring all of that together.
So let me ask you an honest. I got to ask you an honest question. Honestly,
sure.
Now, to keep it with this, you know, K100 Radio stands for keeping it 100. So I got to ask you this.
Of course.
Fetty Wap. If no one told me Fetty Wap was from Jersey, I would never in a million years guess it, because his music is just not Jersey to me. You know what I'm saying? Because for me,
right,
Jersey's always been about the bars. You know, it's always been about, you know what I'm saying? Like, really, really just spitting. And, like, you always meet these MCs, female or male. They always, like, yo, gritty, and they coming at you. And Fetty Wap is probably one of the most commercial-sounding artists that came out in the past couple of years with his style.
Right.
And I just when I found out he was from New Jersey, I was like, he for what? Kind of threw me all the way off. How does him being the number one artist from Jersey right now, and what do you think about that? Because people are going to say, well, is that the sound now? Is Jersey kind of like, okay, it's whatever? Or, you know, because I'm not up there, but I've been meeting all kind of independent artists from Jersey all the time, and none of them sound like that, which is good because he got his own thing, which is great. That's what makes him unique, and that's why he can't easily be duplicated, per se. But then again, it just doesn't. It's not indicative of Brick City to me. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
definitely. What I feel like is we have catchy artists, and we have artists with lyricism. But Fetty really represents like some of the new sound that's coming out of Jersey right now. I feel like the good thing about Jersey is we definitely rep hard when we're out there, but you can't really tell where we're from. You know, if you listen to my music, it's not like, oh, you know, right off the bat, she's from Jersey. And I feel like that's what makes us stand out, because the music can be played anywhere. I feel like my album can stand up in Atlanta, which has been, I didn't even know homeboy DJ Decepticon was playing my record at Palace. So I didn't even know that. And it's been playing for a couple of months. So I feel like our music can really stand up and be played it anywhere. And that's what Fetty did for us, I feel like. I feel like he stepped away from, oh, we got crazy, crazy bars, but, you know, we also can have some stuff that can be on the radio. Like, for example, I love Joe Budden to death, you know what I mean? But at the end of the day, it's like you got to have some radio records as well. You got to have something that somebody's going to, jump into in the club and stuff like that. I feel like Fetty really did that for us this year, but we're definitely coming up with artists that have lyricism and content as well. But I feel like Jersey just represents all of hip-hop, because we listen to all types of music. It ain't just, you know, records coming from New York or anything like that. We listen to stuff that's all over. I feel like we're more cultured in hip-hop than a lot of people think we are.
I guess that would explain why my views on it are what they are. And it's not because I'm just making this up. It's really my views about it.
Oh, no, I know.
It's based on just the people that I've actually met from there, and the artists that I've heard come out of the region. You know what I'm saying? In my time of doing music, that's all I'm kind of basing them.
Speaking on myself, I listen to all types of music. You know what I mean? And I feel like what that does is it gives your music a different sound, where it's like a little mysterious. Like, dang, where is this coming from? Versus, you could tell what a New York rapper, you could tell an Atlanta rapper or something like that. I feel like Jersey, we got that mysterious flavor to us, you know?
All right. So let's go ahead and move to a couple more subjects. All right. Let's talk about the state of, if this question I feel almost obligated to ask every female hip-hop artist, almost.
Sure.
Give me your state of the female MC in hip hop right now for you. Like, we know for a fact, there's no debating that the female MC over the past couple of years, really since the whole Nicki Minaj era it came in, has not been getting their just dues on a major scale. I know it's a ton of y'all out here, because we play a ton of female MCs on K100 Radio. We literally make sure that we kind of highlight them extra, because they're not getting enough, we feel, enough rides on major mainstream FM radio and a lot of other places. You know what I'm saying? But what do you feel is the state of the female MC right now? Like, do you feel like they're on the rise? Is it stagnant? What do you feel right now? Not just your
career. Man, I feel like, I know. I feel like we're about to blow everybody out of the park. I feel like, you know, hip-hop in general, whether it's a male or a female rapping, is definitely over-sexualized. So I feel like a lot of female MCs that aren't speaking about, you know, I'm going to shake my ass in the club and blah, 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 you know, we kind of get outshined. And it's not to say I don't like music like that, because you listen to my music, I love women all day long. I'm going to love women forever. You know what I mean? So it's just that it's over-sexualized. So a lot of lyrical content, it's just like the state of hip-hop in general. You know, if you spitting bars, nobody really cares right now. You know what I mean? You can spit as many bars as you want to, but if it's not a hot song that's going to play in the club, nobody really cares. And I feel like, you know, that's what's going on with, female MCs right now. But, you know, we got artists like Young Ma that's really, really showing that we could do it all. We got the same lyrical content, the same catchiness as, our male counterparts. So I feel like we're definitely on the rise. Not just talking about my career, but I know a lot of female artists that really just got it, that has the potential to take over the game. And I feel like, you know, not even just for females, but I really feel like I'm just going to take over the whole game. That's just really how I feel. Because I'm not just coming from the normal over-sexualized point of view of female rappers, you know what I mean? So there's definitely a lot of rappers out here, a lot of female rappers out here that are definitely going to represent, myself included.
So you said over-sexualized, yes. But you said, I agree with you on that. I don't know how much I agree with the if you're spitting bars, no one cares. Because I actually think that hip-hop is actually coming back to that. I think that over the past recent years, the artists who have had success in hip-hop are, we're not talking about commercial radio play. We're talking about who actually has been able to move units like the Kendricks and the J. Coles or actually the MCs with. You know what I'm saying? The ones who actually selling.
You're absolutely right, because J. Cole and Kendrick are two of my top favorite artists. I'm saying
right.
As far as, like, radio airplay and stuff, because, you know, radio stations like this, of course, they're going to you guys are going to represent for the lyricism and stuff like that. But do you hear how many whack songs are on the radio right now? It's just because it's catchy and it got a nice beat. You know what I mean? And it's definitely getting back to lyricism, because we do have artists like J. Cole and Kendrick Lamar. But unfortunately, it's been gone for a little while. So it's just taking a little bit for it to, you know, catch wind. J. Cole and Kendrick are doing great. You know what I mean? But I'm talking about, like, the stuff that you hear on the radio. I'm like, man, what are they even saying? I can't even understand nobody. You know what I mean? So just think about it from a female artist's point of view. Female artists aren't played anyway. So if you come in with your straight bars and it's not something that's really catchy, they're going to be like, yeah, you can rap, and that's about it. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel you. And you said, let me see how far I can go with it. I got one question. You said you love women, like you love women, like, sexually,
like,
or you
like
women.
I love women. Like, I'm going to marry a woman. I've loved women since I was a little girl. I can't get enough. I just love women. That's just, you know, always the way that I felt. And I felt like I didn't want to stray away from that in my album. I didn't want to make it, you know how there's been female MCs that you've gotten an inkling, like, are they gay? You know what I mean? But they don't really put it out there. I feel like I'm going to just be myself regardless. I'm not going to, you know, sit around and just, you know, beat around the bush on it. Like, I love girls, man. Like, I don't know what else to say about it. That's just a part of my life, you know?
Which puts you in a whole, so now you're in another subcategory of hip-hop. You feel what I'm saying? And people don't want to say that. It's true, because it's a category of society. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like being it's a cat. So now you're in two subcategories of being a female MC in hip hop and being gay and being in hip hop. How has that been for you? Like, how is that let me tell you something. I meet a lot of female rappers who, because they don't want to be put into that category, just don't say it, even though it's glaringly obvious. They stray away from talking about anything sexual really too much in their bars, because they just don't want to turn particular listeners off. I listened to your song and I knew instantly that you was A, gay, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And B, you didn't give a fuck, you know what I'm saying? On top of the fact, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I heard your music and I instantly was like, okay, you know what I'm saying? But how is that panned out for you? Do you think that's going to help or hurt your career? Honestly,
I feel like it's been panning out fucking marvelous. What people don't realize is that the LGBT community is very, very large, and it's like we take care of our own. You know what I mean? So want to just, my music isn't just for, you know, gay people, to just say it plainly, but I feel like my music is like, you can't, regardless of how you feel, you can't deny it. You can't deny my music regardless. And I feel like the fact that I'm in this community, I have a great backing. I mean, when I do show, because it's a Jersey, we got a really good community. And when I go out and do shows, well, when I was doing shows before the accident, I just got so much love. And I mean, like, look at artists like Young Ma. I went to one of her events where she was performing at. Man, they was throwing panties on stage, bro. And and that's a lovely feeling, because I know it's going to be the same way for me, if not more. You know what I mean? Because it's a part of hip-hop that's untouched. We got a lane of our own. Nobody has been, you know, just straight like, yo, I like girls. You know what I mean? And it's like, it's artists, right. And you've been like, yo, like, bro, I know, son, like, just keep it real. But that's just been the best part about being me, is because I never stray from being me. Like, ever since I was little, I never had a problem being myself. You know what I mean? And so it's hard for me to walk around and just love women and then not express it in my songs. That would just not be me. You know what I mean? So, well, it's been panning out great for me. I've been having a great time.
I'm pretty sure you have.
Yeah, man.
I think that, listen, I'm not, I, for me personally, a lot of people think that my views about certain things would make me quote unquote homophobic or anything like that, which I'm totally not. You know what I'm saying? I'm
right.
Just honest about my feelings about particular subjects, and people look at it one way. Homophobia is a word that's thrown around worse than hate. You know what I'm saying? People
right,
say, you know,
definitely.
The word, you're not supposed to say the word hater, just because somebody don't like something that you're a hater, or just because one thing you may not agree with one thing, you all of a sudden homophobic, or you want all gay people to die type. Like, shut the fuck up, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, what are you talking about?
Right.
But I think that the community, because I'm in Atlanta, so you obviously know there's no escaping
yes.
the LG.
And that's why I'm ready to come down there.
Right. You know what I'm saying? The community here is just fucking pissed them off. I'd rather piss off the police at this point, as far as, you know, those motherfuckers. They're going to click up on your ass and have you.
And that's
be
what
processed.
I'm saying. We roll deep. You feel me?
So
that's what I'm saying. We roll deep.
So you do have a built-in, I will give you and concede that you have a built-in fan base automatically, because you're going to have people who are going to check you out just because of that. So you don't have that with black
mm-hmm.
people. You don't have that with black people say, yo, just because he's black, I'm checking out his music. That shit is the absolute opposite. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Black people don't shit unless they fucking with you, or they got a way to profit off of this shit. Whereas the gay
right.
community be like, oh, she's gay? I'm going to support her just because she's gay and she's proud. So you already got
right,
embedded
right.
in your marketing plan a couple million people who may literally click a link just because. Of course, I tell you something now. I don't know if you saw it, City. I'm gonna be 100 with you. Like
sure.
I got no problem. I listen to your song. When I play it in a second on K100 Radio, people are gonna be like, "Yeah, she really liked women." You know what I'm saying? Because the way you're saying, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? But then it's like I can play your song, and I know it's biased. We gonna keep this shit all the way 100. This is gonna be an interview for the ages. Listen. I have no problem with you saying how much you like pussy. But
right.
for the life of me, as a program director, there's no way I'm playing that one song that came out last year that went crazy with the dude with the boy pussy song with the video.
Oh,
like,
but, listen,
you remember that?
But listen, though.
Never play that record on K1's radio. I just, no one is ever, that shit's never, ever, ever getting played as long as I own this motherfucker.
You.
And
but you know what's crazy?
Standard, but it's double standard, but it is what it is. Maybe because I'm a straight male. I just can't fuck
no,
with it.
No, but
you know what?
I can't. I mean, that's not really my taste in music either. Not saying that I'm separating myself from an entire part of that community, but, you know, I just think it's different strokes for different folks, and especially as a straight man, that I wouldn't expect you to want to play that John anyway. So,
yeah,
if you did play it, I'd be like, oh, okay.
I'm all for equality and, you know, all this, you know, people. Listen, I am, but that song is never getting played on K1.
That's what I mean about my music, though, because it transcends any stereotype or any homophobia, or it's just good music. I feel like at the end of the day, when it's just good music, it's good music. Now, that boy pussy song, that is just not good music to me. I'm sorry. not saying that. It's just not. I'm not going to put that on my playlist and bump it. You know, that's just not my thing. Now, if it's something that somebody else likes, man, go for it all day. Do your thing. But I feel like my music transcends. You don't think about – I feel like you forget about all the you know, for a straight man or for anybody, it's definitely a double standard. But you forget about all the stuff that comes with being gay when you listen to my music. That's not the first thing in your mind. You know what I mean? It's like, wow, the music is just really good.
Yeah, I agree with that. I actually heard your songs, and we get ready to jump into it. Yo, 30 minutes goes super quick on K100 Radio. We already down in 10 minutes. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? That's how quick these Big Light interviews go, because the conversations always pop off, and people be like, oh, I got people on my Facebook Live page laughing at this conversation right now that we having. Like, are they really talking about? Yes, we talking about this shit right now. You know what I'm saying?
We got to keep it real. We got to keep it real. Yeah. That's all.
Shout out to everybody checking us out on Facebook Live, man. Said Wines, James Anthony checked in. A couple more people. Sincere the Truth. What's going on? Thank you guys for watching over here on Facebook Live, checking out this interview with City, this Direct Light interview. And we're going to jump into some of the music because we pretty much hit on some real topics real quick. So we're going to go ahead and jump into some of the music and let you guys hear, because I tell you what, City, if I just played your song, then most people will listen to your voice and assume you're like a young male whose voice just hasn't got deep yet. You know what I'm saying?
I heard that before.
They'll think you're just a young dude that may be like 18 or something, and he just got a his sack ain't filled yet or some shit. You know what I'm saying? What the fuck? You're talking like you a dude. You know, you rap like you a dude, but you're a female. You know what I'm saying? And
yo,
it's like,
that's
okay.
What I like about it, though. It's mysterious. You can't figure it out. That's what makes a song good. You can't figure out why you like it.
Yeah. Let me ask you one more real question.
Sure.
What's your take on the term? What do you think? Do you get offended when someone calls you a? Is that offensive?
I don't get offended. I mean, I just don't. I don't label myself. I just say I'm a female music artist. But I mean, if somebody else labeled me, I wouldn't be like, oh, I'm gonna fight you in the club. Why'd you call me that? I don't really take offense to too much stuff. Actually, I laugh at a lot of stuff because people take things too serious nowadays. You know what I mean? But no, I don't feel offended at all.
I had to ask you that because I'm literally confused on the subject, because I've got in Atlanta, we've got this whole community of literally they call themselves stud rappers, and they got a whole clique and a whole crew, and they go around doing shows, and they got posters up, and they got stud rapper night here in Atlanta.
But
whereas nothing
that's
but
time, that's man, that stuff weirds me out, bro. That stuff weirds.
That's
I don't know. Like, that's
it.
Cool. That's
nice.
Cool for like I said, I'm not trying to offend nobody like that. If that's what you want to do, just for me, I just went and put on a poster for myself. I don't want to label myself like that, because then you skip out on a whole community. You know what I mean? Like a whole other community. When somebody see that flyer, like you, for example, it might be a good stud rapper, quote unquote. But if you saw that on a poster, I guarantee you wouldn't be like, oh, I want to listen to that. You know what I mean? I feel like people shouldn't label themselves. Like if you're a music artist, you're just a music artist. You don't got to – people listen to my music and know that I like girls. I ain't got to put it in my name or put or label myself that way. That just messes yourself all up.
Right. Just go ahead and keep the best of the both worlds. Let's jump into the music.
Yeah.
We got just enough time to check these joints out. All right, the first one, we got Pepsi and Rose Color. Which one you really want us to hear? We're going to drop that one first.
Pepsi.
Tell us about this. What's going on with Pepsi? What is the concept?
I just love women, and you know, I feel like, yo, honestly, like I like Pepsi, man, and it rhymes with sexy, and it's cool, and you know, I just wanted to display my love for women in this song, and I feel like it's very catchy. You know, once you hear it, you can't get it out your head, so I want to just get right into it, man. I want the people to tell me what they feel. All
right, let's get it. The number's at the bottom, 347-934-0966, although my Facebook Live is actually active. JC Walker says she respects your honesty. Carol Soto
appreciate
says
it.
Salute. Man. Savage 7 checking in. Shout out to those guys over there on Facebook Live watching us and checking us out right now. This is Pepsi. This is Pineapple City. All right? Featuring Dougie F. Let's get it.
Yeah, shout out to my man.
Direct live interview right here.
Like a pet, you the only woman I show this affection.
told y'all.
Tell Beyonce thank you for your move. She played a part in that mission too. Keep innovating, keep that cooking new.
Time before we can get this other joint loaded up too. I guess we're gonna have to ride out off of that one because we got to ride out at 6:30. But that was the first joint that we're gonna play right here by Pineapple City. That one was called Sexy. You get some really good reviews over there on Facebook Live. I see a lot of my like thumbs and pictures and Sincere the Truth says she likes it. James Anthony says honestly he says clean version. He can hear it on the radio with the clean version. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know. If you can find this on Facebook Live, look at the K1 Radio Facebook Live page. James Anthony also has Crowd Control DJs. He says send that song to him. He gives you the email address. So make sure you go and follow up on that on the K1 Radio Facebook Live page.
Make sure you tell him to follow me, too. You can get my album, Spilled Pineapples, everywhere right now. But follow me on Instagram. They love City. City like Citibank. And, you know, just Google me, man. You can find me everywhere.
All right. And we got, I think we got a call on the line real quick. Let me see. 770-895. What up? Who's this?
Hey, what up? It's Nautic.
What's going on, Nautic? That's my boy.
Hey, man, I'm proud of you. Like, this shit is crazy. Like, you on the radio in Atlanta. Like, I'm from Atlanta, so this is like some cool shit.
Appreciate you, bro. Real shit, man.
Appreciate you calling in.
I know time is short. I just wanted to let the people know, like, City is, like, her music is undeniable. Like she said, she ain't got to speak for herself. Like, I can vouch, like, the music is incredible, it's undeniable. And my favorite joint that she got on Spilled Pineapples is After Work. Like, that's the joint. If you got somebody in your life or you got something that you working on, like, play that After Work. And that's the joint right there.
Appreciate you, brother.
What's up?
All right. That's what's up, man. Thank you for calling. So she got the supporters on the line, calling and checking in all the way down here in ATL. You feel me? We got one last song. Tell us about Rose Colored so we can get ready to roll out.
Hey, man, Rose Colored, that's the first song off my album. I'ma just let it speak for itself because it's bars and bars and bars. And this joint is hot right here. So make sure you check it out, man. I'm going to be back on the road soon. I just had a car accident. I fucked my foot up pretty bad, like 3 fractures. I've been in rehab for like a month. But as soon as I get back, I'm making a trip out to ATL. Make sure y'all check out this song. Let me know what you think. Go ahead and play that.
All right. Give me your contact information one more time, website and everything, so they can find you because we got to roll out on this one.
Sure. You can Google Spilled Pineapples. Or you could check me out. You can get it on Apple Music or any other major streaming service. My Instagram is They Love City, TheyLoveCiti. You can also find me, man, just type in Pineapple City anywhere, bro. I come up city like Citibank. So I'm getting this money, you feel me? But check it out.
All right, you guys make sure you go and do that. Follow her at They Love City, C-I-T-I. You see it right there on your screen on Facebook Live. At They Love C-I-T-I on Instagram. Go over there and check her out, man. If you like the music, support the artist.
Show love.
All right? And, show some love. You feel me? All
get
right,
City,
it was good
man.
Talking to you. Yeah, go get it. Go get it. You know what I'm saying? And it was good talking to you. Shout out to the homie Cutie Question over there for plugging everything together, making this happen. Y'all get at him for your
That's
PR needs. And we get ready to roll out. But before we go, we're going to let y'all get one more by City. This is called Rose Colored. This is K1's Radio. You're not rocking with the best. Yeah, we break music and all that. K1's Radio.
I'ma kill shit the whole summer. Your new bitch got my old number. Bro, niggas wanna hold something. Bro, niggas never hold nothing. Gold digger, smell them hoes. Reppin' Jersey like I'm Joe, but police never told nothing. Smoking up while I roll up. Camouflage, I do no stunt. Sabotage, cause the hoes wanna. Living lavish like it's rose color. Look how I'm living now. Look how I came up. Look, they said that the money would change us. Look, we hate it cause niggas just ain't nuts. We young, I'm in danger. My shooters ain't out of the range truck. So much money, I might need a brain truck. Count out more while you niggas take pay cuts. Count out more while you niggas just scrape up. Get your weight up. Fuck you niggas thought I gave up. Fuck you niggas thought I gave up. Bobby Smurda with the bars. Like a nigga caught a charge. Old bitches hit my phone now. Cause they see me really about to get into it. See me balling on the court now. So they really trying to beat the movement. I've been a bitch like 7-Eleven. I bout to heaven that I be a legend. They was in, she said they kept in no rest. For me, don't deal with checking checklists. Now I'ma kill shit the whole summer. New bitch got my old number. Bro, niggas want a whole sign. Bro, niggas never hold nothing. Gold diggers, smell them hoes coming. Rapping Jersey like I'm Joe. Police never told. Hold up, hold up, hold up. I'ma kill shit the whole summer. Your new bitch got my old number. Bro, niggas want a whole sign. Bro, niggas never hold nothing. Gold diggers, smell them hoes coming. Reppin' Jersey like I'm Joe. Police never told nothing. Smoking up while I roll. Loading up another passage to my brother. Swear we never sober. We be drinking so. And he said you wavy. Just frankly you ocean. Like you got the juice. Now you got the potion. Now niggas need me. Like my power shows. And celebrate this shit. Now every time we toastin', I receive the vision. Like I'm Randy open for the bad. See that's why these niggas mad. I'ma kill the shit the whole summer. New bitch got my old number. Bro niggas want a whole sight. Bro niggas never hold nothing. Gold diggers, smell them hoes coming. Rapping Jersey like I'm Joe. Never told nothing. Hold up, hold up, hold up. I'ma kill shit the whole summer. Your new bitch got my old. Bro, niggas want a whole summer. Bro, niggas never hold nothing. Gold diggers smell them hoes coming. Reppin' Jersey like I'm Joe, but police never told nothing. Smoking up while I roll up.
Fresh, I love shit. Fresh,
you are tuned to K100 Radio, hip hop and R&B.
Marabuffle Entertainment Presents Juice Box Volume 1.
We are Facebook Live. I got a roll. Thank y'all for watching.
Get a free copy exclusively on downloadjuicebox.com. That's downloadjuicebox.com. DOWNLOADJUICEBOX.com. It's a 10-minute 6-track dope beat and freestyle on throwbacks. Plus, you get a bonus single, all female rappers for free.
Female rappers whacking, female rappers naked, want female rappers shaking.
Just visit downloadjuicebox.com for full screen lyrics, videos, and more. Downloadjuicebox.com. That's DOWNLOADJUICEBOX.com. For more information, visit TamaraBubble.com and remember to follow her on all social media at Tamara Bubble. Bubble on deck.
You are now tuned into K100 Radio, Hip Hop and R&B.
Peace and blessings. This is the Blend King DJ IM. We turned up every single Thursday from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Make sure you listen to us on the web. We are worldwide.
Hey, this shit. This shit, this shit. My life, my life. Nigga, this shit price. Nigga, this shit price. Right.